Welcome back to Hey Science. This is our first episode of season 2. Hope you enjoy it. In the first episode of Hey Science, the lockdown had just about started. It was one of the things that inspired us to start this podcast and that inspired our very first episode. In this episode, we talked about COVID-19 itself. We chose some specific topics about it, which I believe are the vaccine progress and some blood studies. However, since it has been a long time since the first episode was published, and things have changed a lot since then, for that reason, the information on the first episode is no longer correct. So we are deciding to create a new and improved COVID-19 episode to start with season 2. It may not have the same format or topic as our first episode, but we'll try to make it more relevant for today. Thank you for coming back to Hey Science. First of all, I'd like to catch up with the whole new vaccine progress. It's been around 5 months, estimate, since our first episode. Let's see how the vaccine companies are doing now. So far, most companies in North America are running smoothly and are also trying to run fast. The COVID-19 pandemic is not even comparable to any other recent outbreaks, so it is currently quite the race to catch the vaccine. Despite this, most scientists are saying that it'll take 12 to 18 months for us to get the vaccine. This is going if it goes smoothly. Meanwhile, in the Gemalaya Research Institute in Moscow, a coronavirus vaccine being approved by the Ministry of Health of Russia Federation. It is called GamCovidVac. This may be our best hope at getting a vaccine. Ever wondered how you would be tested for COVID-19? Well, in Canada, there are 3 methods. The molecular PCR test is one of them. For molecular PCR tests, samples from your nose or throat will be collected via swab and then will be sent to a laboratory to check for COVID-19. Your results would come back within 1 to 3 days. Another type of test is called the point-of-care test. The point-of-care test is mainly used for patients who are more likely to test positive for COVID-19. For this reason, the doctor would not want them to go home and possibly infect other people. The doctor would want to test them immediately so that the individual can know their test results right away. For the point-of-care test, you collect samples from the nose and throat, just like the molecular PCR test. Except this time, they examine the swab on site, only taking between half an hour and an hour for the results to come in. The reason this test is only used for patients that need their results ASAP is that the technology for a point-of-care test can only take a certain amount of samples at a time. The other type of testing is antibody testing. Your body creates antibodies after you were exposed to the virus at some point. However, this test does not conclude how long ago you were exposed to it. Most of the time, the test results come out as positive or negative. However, if you take the test and haven't been exposed to the virus for that long, your test may not be able to recognize that you have the virus. It will then come out as negative. If this gets corrected in the future, your test will be considered a false negative test. If you get an inconclusive result, that means that the sample they took from you did not give them enough information to determine whether or not you have been exposed to the virus. They may retest you for that reason. The virus may be dying down, and you may not think that it's necessary to know about the testing of COVID-19, but it's always good to know we still need to be on top of our information until the virus is eradicated. Maybe someday, Hey Science will make an episode looking back on COVID-19 instead of making an update episode.